Republicans, Democrats focus on Ukraine's borders as U.S. borders remain porous under Biden. By John Binder on March 16, 2022. Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. have focused much of their attention, in recent weeks, on the borders of Ukraine even as illegal immigration to the United States is set for new records this year. After Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a joint address to Congress on Wednesday, Republicans began demanding Biden take more action to aid the foreign country in its conflict with Russia. Democrats, likewise, have praised Biden's economic sanctions on Russia and seek to focus much of their anger toward President Vladimir Putin during the 2022 midterm elections. Senators Rob Portman, R.O., Roger Wicker, R.M.S., Amy Klobuchar, D.M.N., and Senator Richard Blumenthal, D.C.T., are so invested in the Ukraine-Russia conflict that they took a trip last weekend to Poland and have since argued for greater U.S. involvement. Meanwhile, nearly 60 Republicans and Democrats in the Problem Solvers Caucus are urging for more U.S. air defense support for Ukraine against Russia. On Wednesday, Biden announced an additional $1 billion in U.S. military aid to Ukraine, including providing Ukrainian forces with 800 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, some with longer ranges, 9,000 anti-armor systems, 100 drones, 100 grenade launchers, 1,000 pistols, 5,000 rifles, 400 machine guns, 400 shotguns, and 20 million rounds of ammunition. At the same time, with much less interest, Biden's policies are encouraging a surge of illegal immigration to the U.S., as recent Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) reporting shows that interior immigration enforcement has been drastically gutted over the last year. That lack of enforcement is immensely beneficial to the millions of illegal aliens set to arrive this year under Biden, according to Stephen Kopitz with Princeton Policy Advisors. We are still on track for 2.1 million apprehensions at the border, which would represent both a fiscal year and calendar year record. Kopitz wrote in his monthly analysis of border apprehensions, which showed that nearly 160,000 border crossers were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border in February. That 2.1 million projection indicates that Biden is set to entice a foreign population to the southern border that is twice the size of the population of San Jose, California, and more than three times the size of the population of Washington, D.C. Mark Morgan, the former Customs and Border Protection (CBP) commissioner who is now a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, called the illegal immigration levels all intentional. The Biden administration wants these historic numbers because they see a perceived political benefit in them, Morgan said. Meanwhile, our communities are suffering from this crisis. It's time for Congress to hold this administration accountable. Though the Biden administration continues to hide the number of illegal aliens and border crossers that are released into the U.S. interior every month, prior monthly data shows tens of thousands are quickly transported to American communities. In January of this year, more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior, a foreign population more than twice the size of Princeton, New Jersey, nearly twice the size of Lexington, Massachusetts, and more than six times the size of Jackson, Wyoming. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.